30 years of brutality in Egypt and that festive environment there, that festive attitude that David is talking about there. For so many in the Middle East these last weeks, the choice is to stand and risk losing everything and then find a way to move on. And in the unrest throughout the region, we've heard stories of sacrifice and death in the face of brutality, intentional or blind. And the challenge for the people of Egypt will be to assemble something out of the ashes that we're seeing politically here, to go forward unburdened by anger and bitterness. And the people of Egypt might listen to the words of Dr. Izzeldin Aboulaish, who lost three daughters in the brutal and longstanding unrest in the Gaza Strip 2 years ago. Killed by Israeli shelling, the death of his little girls did not destroy him. It made him, in fact, a vocal advocate for Middle East peace. "I Shall Not Hate" is the title of the book chronicling his arduous journey from loss to new life. And we asked him last week about that journey.
Of course, being a medical doctor, it helps a lot. I started from the first minute, immediate after the tragedy, I started to think of the future. What can I do? It's an urgency, and now it's a matter of decision making. What can I do for those severely wounded? I have to focus on those who are severely wounded, for my daughter Shada, for my niece, for my brother, and to make decisions even at the same time. It's God's bless. Started to think of the future of my children. What will happen to them? What are they going to do? And started to move forward. And the first message when I looked at my son, when I looked at him, what is he going to do? He's 12 years old. 4 months ago, he lost his mom, and now he loses his three lovely, beloved sisters. Is he going to be crazy? Is he going to lose control, to be what do we call extreme? What? But the message of support came out from his mouth, telling me, "Why are you crying? Why are you screaming? You must be happy. My sisters are happy there. They are with their mom. She asked for them." If he believes in that, I have to move forward. And just to be focused on saving lives of those who are severely wounded and not accepting what happened, and to prevent it, and not to allow anyone else to be killed, and how can I invest this tragedy for good and to remain for good, because the holy and noble souls of those lovely daughters must remain holy and noble and invested for holy and noble cause to bring them justice and other girls and other human beings in this world.
Well, Doctor, if you excuse me, a lot of citizens in both Israel and in Palestine actually have a much more accepting attitude toward compromise with the other side, and not nearly the hardline attitude that many of the politicians take. I'm wondering if you have any idea how we translate passions such as yours, the desire for peace like yours, into actual policy, political policy.
What do we need? You know, it can be. It can be translated. Each of us must open his eyes about the other and to like for the other what does he like for himself. It's important to open, to be human, and to practice as a human, and just to be human. That's what do we need. And I fully believe leaders, they must take the risk and to behave as a human, not as politicians. Before being politicians, they are human beings. They are parents. They are brothers. They have their sisters. They are husbands. They are grandfathers. To be as a human and to behave as a human, that's what is needed. And the other thing, you know, as leaders, if they are not risk takers, why are they there? We don't need leaders who are politicizing. We need leaders who are humanizing. That's what is needed. And there will never be peace that is going to be just or good for one. It must be just and good for all. The existence of all is dependent on both. The safety and security, I said it hundreds of times, the safety and security of the Israelis is linked to the safety and security of the Palestinians. The dignity of the Israelis is from the dignity of the Palestinians. The future of the Israelis is from the future of the Palestinians. That's what do they want, and to translate it into action, not just by negotiation, to say, let us talk. As a medical doctor, I used to treat patients, and the patient doesn't need words. He needs prescription.
Well, you should spend more time in the Israeli Knesset, perhaps, than in Toronto, Canada. Doctor, one last question for you. I mean, it is also human to be angry, and it is also human to be filled with feelings of revenge. How do you get a 12-year-old son not to be filled with bitterness? How do you get there?
It's natural. It's normal to be angry, to be outraged, and everyone must feel angry. You must feel angry. The leaders must feel angry to give them the willingness, the strength, the determination of not accepting what is happening, to divert their energy and their anger into a positive energy of not accepting what is happening. That's what do we need, not to lose control and anger to over-dominate us and lose control with it. That's what do we need. Two, of not accepting injustice and the prejudice. That's what is needed. But if you feel the anger and the outrage, and with that you lose control, and at the end you will regret about it. So it's better to keep your anger. And there is a good saying by Prophet Muhammad, when someone asked him, the strongest is not the one who is strong physically or as a wrestler, the one who behaves himself when he is in anger. And we need to behave ourselves when we are in anger, and to translate that into action, into positive energy for the good, for the human cause.
Well, plenty of positive energy, the strength, the faith, the sense of tragedy, all mixed there in the life of Dr. Izzedine Aboulaish, the author of the book, I Shall Not Hate. You've described the Arabs and the Israelis as conjoined twins with one heart and one brain. Doctor, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
More coverage on today's demonstrations in Egypt throughout the morning. We have lots of listeners adding to the conversation. Ben from Miami posts at our website, I'm an Israeli citizen living in Miami. I'd like to congratulate the Egyptians on their rise and wish them luck and success. Give us your take.
That call for human leaders.
Yeah.
Human leaders and patience, strength of patience and discipline there amidst the anger. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.